This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And good Saturday morning to you, and also welcome to the official third day of spring. And what does that mean? Well, springtime in the Gulf Coast means a lot of things coming up and changes coming around. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, turkey seasons are on everyone's mind. We're 1 week away from the opening of the Louisiana Youth Turkey. Have you been out scouting? Mississippi opened up last week. Anyone have any success hunting over in the Magnolia State? And we want to wish good luck to those Utes over in Alabama. In fact, not far from where I am, I'm at St. Hubert's Alabama Annex today. Good luck to those youngsters out there in Alabama. They'll be opening up next week also. Well, we got the New Orleans City Park Fishing Rodeo, the oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the country, probably in the world. And it's just 1 week away. We'll have some details on getting you signed up for that. Update the Louisiana and Alabama red snapper seasons. Those have been set. And in our bad boy feature of the week, we got one of those stories about, I guess you'd call him, not really an imposter charter captain, but an unlicensed charter captain. Kind of a technicality, but should have known better. We got that story coming up. And speaking of stories, I've got stories about the type of people you, this audience, are. I'm talking about hunters and fishermen, some very complimentary stories. And I've got three examples to share with you, and we'll do that a little bit later on the program. And by the way, if you happen to have, and I know a lot of you don't because we had some horrendous winds along the Gulf Coast earlier this week. That has changed for yesterday and today. We'll see what that's brought about. But if you did have a fishing or hunting trip that was successful this week, we'd like to include it along with your comments and your questions. We'll add it to the reports of our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message. Don't forget, comments, questions, welcome to our real-time in-the-studio text board. That number, and you should have it already by now and put it in the memory unless you're a first-time listener, it's 504-260-1870. Our coastal marine forecast today, if you are headed out, boy, it's going to be a good-looking day. We do have a little bit of a west wind offshore, and it's going to switch around to the south only at 5 knots, 1 foot seas. That's good for you tuna and wahoo fishermen for sure. Tomorrow, the offshore picture kicks up a little bit. South winds 10 to 15, 2 to 3 foot seas offshore. On the interior lakes and bays today, south and southeast winds 5 knots. Boy, does that sound great to hear that. Smooth conditions. A little bit choppy tomorrow, south winds 10 to 15, but certainly fishable. Good tide range, 1.2. Mississippi River, 8.0 and holding steady. Temperature in the Great Gulf of America at Southwest Pass, 67 degrees as waters are warming up and the stage is set. This is a good-looking picture. The key today, I think, of being successful fishing is going to be, can you find some clean water? A lot of muddy conditions, a lot of suspended silt due from those winds that were really kicking the seas up. But if it's laid down and filtered out, or you find a little spot tucked away deep in the marsh, you're going to have a great day out there and hope you enjoy it. Also, those of you out scouting for turkeys, what a beautiful morning this is going to be for listening for those gobbles. All right, when we come back, we're going to check in with Robbie Campbell talking about a turkey hunter. He just returned from Florida with one of those big Florida thunder chickens, he called it. Very nice looking bird. And we'll talk to Robbie more about that and also about the cleanup day that's going to be down there next week at Shell Beach. If you want to take part in cleaning up, there's something else in it for you besides making the marsh look nice. Crawfish. We'll talk more about it with Robbie when we come back. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's talk to Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina, returning from a successful Osceola turkey hunt in the state of Florida. Robbie, that's a good-looking bird, man. Tell us a story.
Well, Don, I got down there I went down there last weekend, and I was able to harvest a true Osceola. He was only about 17 pounds, but you know, Don, Central Florida is a special place, man. It's you know, if I blindfolded you and brought you in the middle of Florida, you know, we think of Florida, we think of beaches, we think of Disney World, we think of Florida Keys. Nobody ever thinks about, you know, unless you're a turkey hunter, what Central Florida actually looks like. And it's such a beautiful place, Don. You know, and if you haven't ever done a turkey hunt down there, it's a little pricey, but it's well worth going to. And I tell you, it's a special place to me, and I love it. And as long as they'll have me there, I'm going back. It's you know, that Osceola hunt is something that kind of kicks off the season, Don, and it's you know, it's a little bit earlier than everywhere else, but nevertheless, I tell you, it's hard to pull a bird off of hens. We all know this as turkey hunters. We've done it. But, you know, it's everywhere we went, the birds were still henned up pretty good. I'm always kind of try to be an open and weekend guy, but I tell you, I think next year I'm going to book for the second weekend. Ooh, man, it's tough to get them gobblers off them hens, man. It was a really, really hard hunt. You know, but of course we didn't have the weather cooperate, for Sunday. You know, it's a 3-day hunt, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We had a bunch of rain come in off that front from here last weekend. It finally made it down there for Sunday, and we got rained out Sunday, so we called it off. So we hunted Monday, but I did get one, and I tell you what, it was absolutely fun, and I'm absolutely going back.
Any difference you notice in the behavior of the bird? They're generally a little lighter than a regular eastern turkey you find, you know, further to the west, and you know, size wise they're a little smaller. But anything distinctively different in the way that they call or the way that they approach, you know, hunters with hens and things?
No, Don. You know, turkeys do turkey things, and you know, this bird was not vocal at all. This bird never made. You know, we've heard plenty of birds gobble on a roost. We heard them, you know, on the ground. But this particular bird that we killed, I'm telling you, he wasn't vocal at all. He never said, you know, boo. I mean, he just come out and just, he did his thing, and I was able to take him, and happy to get it. But, you know, he was out there strutting with the rest of it, but never gobbled one time, nothing. But for the most part, they are a pretty vocal bird. Most of your birds that are real vocal, Don, are really, or your 2-year olds. I guess the older your turkeys get, the I guess the wiser they get, I guess you'd say. So
yeah, well, if he lived that long, you know, just like that one you got. I mean, if they come in and let the other birds talk and they come in silent, their chances of survival's a whole lot better. Well, Robbie, switching from turkey hunting to fishing, man, I know you don't have any early week reports because, man, the wind was just horrendous. But anybody get out yesterday and what'd they find? Any clean water around?
Well, you know, Don, yesterday was a little bit of a game changer. The water finally cleaned up yesterday evening. Now the guys that went out and did sheephead runs in the sound, you know, and along the long rocks, they did very well. But I got a friend of mine, Jack Hickman. He's in his kayak club thing and doing a kayak rodeo, and he came down here yesterday, and he went up the channel towards the Buff's Cut up that way, and he managed to catch six trout yesterday evening fishing plastics. So yesterday was a little bit of a game changer. You know, it's just kind of like hitting the reset button, Don. After, you know, having two fronts come in, west wind blowing 25 and the water being so muddy, you know, yesterday was a little bit of a game changer. And I had another boat went up that way and fished along those rocks and caught some redfish. Most of them were bulls, but nevertheless, they did catch them. They did catch some redfish up there. So, and again, this is the reset button. So today's going to be a day that, you know, you're going to have to go out and find some clean water and try to start all over again.
Well, going to be some nice conditions to get out. You got live shrimp?
No, we do not. Well, we had some last week, Michael went out and tried. He's going to go. He's going out this morning and going to try again today. The only thing I have right now is minnows and dead frozen shrimp. So, I tell you, Don, it is a game changer when you do have them, because when we had them last week, several boats, Jonathan Sanchez, they all did great. Mr. Glenn, he even did great. Oh, and again, I want to thank Mr. Glenn for doing a radio show for us last week while I was down there turkey hunting in Florida. So, they caught fish on the backside of the dam going out towards Anastasio on live shrimp. So it is a game changer when we do have them. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he catches some today. So hopefully that all works out. But for the most part, you know, we're going to have minnows and dead shrimp for right now.
Got it. Robbie, want to spend a second talking about next weekend's Bayou Cleanup Day. Jimmy Corley and Tee-Wee's on the Bayou putting that together at your marina. 9 o'clock. There's going to be some free crawfish after the cleanup. What do people need to know and bring to come down and participate?
Well, you know, you're walking on the banks of the other side of the bayou. First thing is wear some boots, because you're going to get a little muddy. You're walking and, you know, you're walking on the bank on the other side. And you know, Don, this is something that we do every year. And it's, you know, it's picking up water bottles and trash and wood and, you know, and so forth and so on. And I think last year we cleaned up, I think they had 10 trucks that we picked up out of here last year. I'm talking big, big garbage trucks of stuff. So, it's something that needs to be done. And, you know, it's a community effort. I would say bring boots. I think the bags and everything else will be provided here. But just wear some boots and do know that you will get a little bit muddy walking up on the other side of that, bayou. So, but for the most part, just boots.
Gotcha. Robbie, thanks for all the info. Congratulations on the turkey, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to get to some of your text messages at 504-260-1870. Talk a little bit about turkey and red snapper and the City Park Rodeo coming up 1 week from today. Lots going on the Great Gulf Coast, and you're all part of it here on The Outdoors with Don DeBue.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. And while we're talking turkeys, Robbie was not the only successful turkey hunter. I got a beautiful picture of Toby Cooper, one of the most successful turkey hunters I know. He hunts both Mississippi and Louisiana, sitting in front of a great big in-bloom azalea bush with a nice big gobbler he bagged this week. And something else he's got in the picture is an electric bicycle. And what a useful tool that is. It's quiet, a really good thing for turkey hunters when you got to cover a long distance. There's a couple of places I hunt on a bicycle, but I don't have an electric bike. But he says it's a game changer, and he should have got one a long time ago. He doesn't get as tired anymore. And when you're covering a lot of miles walking and like he does, what a great way, a mode of transportation that is. All right, let's get to the text messages. And we got, this is from the Backstrap Stacker here in Alabama. He said, youth weekend's here. The little backstrapper's hitting the woods this morning looking for Mr. Tom. Good luck to all the youth this morning. Yeah, I hope he gets one. And we have this one. It's Toby. He said the turkeys have been gobbling good on the limb and just long enough on the ground to give you an idea of what they're doing. And he sent those pics to us. All right, we got Captain Ross L. He says the catching's been good. You can fish anywhere if you want to go catching. Come on down. He's down there at the Cajun Fishing Adventures. Here's a question that says, a lovely spring morning to y'all. I haven't been turkey hunting, but I did see a few driving around town the other day. How do y'all clean one of those big guys? Yard birds are pain enough. Well, I have completely plucked turkeys, just like you would pluck a duck or a chicken. Generally, the legs, about the only thing you can do with them, because wild turkeys are very tough and there's a lot of tendons in the legs, they're really lean. You have to kind of cook them down, maybe in a gumbo or in a crock pot. But the breast meat is delicious, and I mean, you can just peel back the the breast, the feathers, and the skin, and take your fillet knife and fillet it off like you would a fish on both sides of the breastbone, and you've got 90% of the turkey meat. There's very little meat on the thighs, too, although it's very good. But just depending on the bird and what my plans are for it. I had one smoked last year that really came out good, and I completely pluck that bird, but they're not very hard to clean, really. Let's see, we've got Dustin is looking for some good bank fishing spots on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. Number one spot, I'm going to tell you, Dustin, but you got to get there quick because it does shut down temporarily for the spring spawn, is the Boca Chica National Wildlife Refuge has a stocked lake with some fishing piers and lots of area along the bank to fish. That is at the Pearl River turnaround off Interstate 59. Find that turnaround, get on the service road, you'll see the signs, and you go through a gate, and there's a lot of parking space, and just a really beautiful lake up there, and actually holds some fishing contests up there too. All right, here's one from, I guess you'd say, a disgruntled listener, and unfortunately, I don't think they're listening anymore, so they won't hear this, but they say, my old clock radio alarm has been tuned into your show for decades as my wake-up call. Great Gulf of America BS, click, tuning out. Well, I guess that person is not just going to be tuning this show out, and I certainly can't make them continue to listen. But you're going to be tuning out a lot of TV broadcast and radio broadcast and newspaper accounts and maps and everything else because, in case you haven't heard, it has officially changed. It is now the Gulf of America and no longer the Gulf of Mexico officially. And, you know, things change over the decades. And I don't know, maybe that listener will come back, maybe not. All right, we got Lafitte LT, no fish, no hunt today. Well, I'm kind of sorry about that, but he's got a lot of fun. They got the 7-year-old grandson and 12-year-old granddaughter participating in wrestling and state gymnastics. Going on at the same time. Yeah, that's the, you know, the eternal struggle between youth athletics and also hunting and fishing. There's a conflict there. Here's one that says, was a pleasure to finally meet you in person last week at the Martian Bayou Spring Fling. Chip Clement, have been listening to you as long as I can remember. Good to hear from you, Chip, and nice meeting you. And boy, thanks to everyone that came out. We had a great time over there at the Martian Bayou store in Mandeville's Spring Fling. Boy, there was a lot of stories being told, and what a great-looking store that, you know, Chris and Ben have over there. So if you get a chance, you might want to stop by over there. All right, we got a break to take. We come back. I'm going to tell you about the New Orleans City Park Bass Rodeo. Also, get you ready for red snapper fishing, when and where you need to do that. And also, we got some live fishing reports coming into the show right after we pause 3 minutes for our local sponsors on the Outdoors with Don DeBute Radio Network. All right, if you're headed out and you're looking for some shrimp, we're hearing from John at the Chef Harbor Marina, and they were just letting us know they have some live shrimp, at least for the early part of the morning, if somebody wants to stop by and get them. So if you're looking for some live shrimp in that area, or you're going to be going near there and you want to stop by and get them on your way down to a lower reaches of St. Bernard where you may have trouble finding them, that might be a good option for you. All right, we're going to talk about the New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo. That's 1 week away, 76 years and going strong. Saturday, March 29th, and it's hosted by the Department of Wildlife and Fishery and the City Park Conservancy. We're going to get some fishing tips on fishing the division where they allow paddlers to go in the Bayou St. John, which is adjacent to the park, from Eric Mahabarak, but we got other details to tell you about because there's a lot of categories, and we'll tell you how it's kind of broken down and what time and how to find out more information to get signed up in the oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the nation. Back to do that, but first, we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don DeBute Radio Network. All right, hopefully we'll get this type of weather next Saturday for the New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo. There's different divisions. You got adult, youth, and also team divisions for both bass and the brim anglers to compete. The students, this has really grown over the years. There's a battle for the bass student fishing competition, and then there's also a division for those in kayaks or canoes or pirogues or other non-motorized vessels that want to catch the largest bass and other species in the boats on the bayou division. Now, following this weigh-in, And they do give out. There's no cash prizes or anything like that. It's simply bragging rights and some trophies and awards. There's going to be a family-friendly festival that they hold in conjunction. They got music, games, there's exhibits, activities, educational things. Great place to take kids that are just kind of getting into fishing. And, of course, there's miles and miles of open banks to fish there in the City Park lagoons. And there's been some pretty respectable fish pulled out of there. Dustin, who checked in a little earlier, and it's not on the North Shore, but New Orleans City Park is a great place to go freshwater fishing. And if you want to find out more about it, don't forget you do need a fishing license, but no other fees for that. You can go to wlf.la.gov. That's the Wildlife and Fisheries website. You can purchase a license online. City Park Bass Rodeo going to be going on the 76th year. Long time. All right, red snapper fishing. Are you going to get out and get you some? Well, the seasons are looking good. The harvest quotas are being set. In Louisiana waters, it opens Thursday, May 1st. That'll be both state and federal waters for private recreational anglers. For charter captains who are licensed to the state and not for offshore, they've got 9 miles where they can take their boats. The season this year, you know, it's been weekends only and different dates. This year it's going to run 7 days a week. The daily bag limit is 4 fish per person, 16-inch minimum size. And the season stays open until they estimate the harvest quota has been reached. And that's the same length of time you have the fishermen in Alabama. Their season will be opening on the Friday before Memorial Day, May 23rd. And theirs will be open this year 7 days a week through June 30th. Now, after June 30th, it reverts back to four-day weekends starting till July 4th. And again, it remains open until the quota is met. Lock creel, developed here in Louisiana, one of the best methods for accounting fish and has allowed a lot of people to catch a lot of snapper that normally they would not have access to. Also got something interesting in from one of our listeners, Deb, a friend of mine. She sent me a picture of their stamps now put out by the post office depicting freshwater fishing lures, spinnerbaits, poppers, crankbaits, wake baits, spoons, all types of baits and colorful baits. Has anybody seen any of these? I have yet to see them. I guess you have to ask for them if you go to the post office. If you want to put a fishing lure on your stamp or for collecting, it'd be pretty interesting to look at. But if you've seen any or you have them, I'd like to hear from you. 504-260-1870 is our contact line. All right, here's one text that comes in and says, I'm a female listener who neither fishes or hunts, but my husband does. I listen every Saturday, and I find your show both informative and entertaining. Well, thank you for saying that. That's mighty nice of you. And you probably know as much as your husband does by listening to this show. A lot of information gets out here. All right, we're going to have coming up after the break, we're going to be going up to Toledo Bend, the place I had a great fishing trip. Bent Rods Guide Service Captain Josh Sykes is going to fill us in. You know, this is the time of year where if you're looking for the biggest bass of your life, this is both the time, and Toledo Bend is the place where you could make that happen. They've got a special program there where if you catch a 10-pound bass or bigger, they actually mount it for you free. It's a fiberglass reproduction, but the catch is you got to release the fish so someone else can have the joy of catching it. Captain Josh Sykes gives us his report on both the crappie, the bass, and I'm sure the brim are going to be starting up there pretty soon, too. And he is next. You'll hear him right here coming up in just a couple of minutes after we let our local sponsors give you their messages. And it's very important. Pay attention to our sponsors. Support them because they're the ones. Without them, this show would not be available to you absolutely free. We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And if you're looking for that big boss bass to challenge, Josh Sykes, Bent Rods Guide Service in Toledo Bend, might be able to help you find him. Josh, good morning. How's the weather and the fishing conditions up there on this spring day in Toledo Bend?
Man, we're waiting for the wind to die down and to warm up a little bit, but it's been pretty good fishing the past few weeks.
Yeah, what's been a pattern, if there's been a set pattern?
It has. A lot of the fish are pushing up shallow. Typical spawn pattern, we're having to slow down a lot, throwing Senkos and just small, lightweighted Texas rig baby brush hogs in that 3 to 5 foot range. They're not quite up on the banks yet, but they're just sitting on that first break line at 3 to 5 foot, just waiting for one good warm week when the weather gets warm and water temps get in the mid-60s, and it's going to be on.
What's the word on big trophy bass? How many, how frequently have they showed up, and what's the prognosis for the next few weeks on them?
Man, it's been every day. We've had multiple 10-plus pounders wading in. We actually had one caught out of my boat last week. And I'm not positive where we are on the total numbers, but I know in the past few weeks we've had over 20 weighed in the past 2 weeks, and it looks like the next week's going to be really, really good with the stable, warm weather we have coming too. So I expect that number to go up significantly.
Josh, when you get a customer that comes up there and they tell you, look, I've caught bass, I've been fishing bass for years and years, I want a big trophy fish. I don't care if I don't catch any bass, but if I catch any, I want it to be a big one. How do you plan to do a trip like that?
We do a few different things. You know, with a live scope technology now, we can go and target specific fish. And so we turn our trolling motor on high, and we use our live scope looking for big fish to cast at. And then also, obviously, you know, big bass equals big baits. And so we're throwing big baits, big large swim baits, big glide baits, big 12-inch worms, things that specifically target big fish. And those are the days you don't get a lot of bites, but when you do get bit, it's the right ones. And that's the ones that we're looking for this time of year.
And what would you say is going to be the end of the prime time for those big bass? How long do people have to get a trip in up there?
Man, honestly, we catch big bass year-round up here. Now, the reason they're so susceptible to be caught right now is because they're pushing up for the spawn, and they're at their heaviest because they're full of eggs. I do believe that the spawn has still got another month or so. Typically, we see a large wave move up next week with the new moon, and then the full moon in April is a really good spawning wave as well. But then after that, they start getting more offshore, and it's not that they're not there anymore. It's just they're not in the water that most people target. But we try to stay on top of them year-round, and so they're, you know, we can catch them 365 days a year. We have a shot at a 10-pounder on Toledo Bend.
Josh, let's switch for a second to brim and crappie. What's going on there? Have the brim started yet, or is it still too early for the big run on them?
It's still a little early for the brim. Up this way, the brim typically spawn in early May. It's when they start moving up towards the banks. And, you know, our brim population, man, it's just so many brim up here. You can go just about anywhere and just cast a cricket under a cork and catch brim on this lake in May. And so that's really the prime time for that. And the crappie's been a little different this year. You know, we've had a strange spring where it gets hot and cold and hot and cold, and we've had a lot of rain and rising water, and they're pulling the lake down, and it's kind of spread the crappie out. And so it's been hard the past 2 weeks to stay on top of them. We have crappie spread anywhere from, you know, in the bushes and 1 foot of water all the way out to 30 foot of water. So you can catch them doing anything, but you can't really catch a lot of them doing anything in particular because they're so spread out right now.
Yep, you got to move and hit. Let me ask you something, Josh. We have a fish, you know, of course, the crappie is also known as a Sockeye white perch, depending on where people are from. The fish mm-hmm. that is a readier sunfish, it's called chinkapin, lake runners in some area. What are they referred to up in Toledo Bend, that big brim?
Yeah, we call them chinkapin. Mm-hmm. And, man, when you get on those chinkapin, it's nothing more fun than that. Pound for pound, the strongest fish in the lake. A ton of fun to catch, great eating fish. And when you find them, you can sit in one spot and load up the cooler, just making the same cast after cast after cast.
I've done it and caught them on a little jig, a little combination pink and black jig, man. It's just so much fun catching them like that.
It is. It is.
Well, Josh, if people want to see more about Bent Rod's Guide Service, all they need to do is go to BayouWildTV.com. We got one of the features is aired. The second will be coming up in the next few weeks, and they can get an idea of the methodology you guys use, particularly for fishing those crappie with the live scope on the brush piles. But if they need more information and they want to get information about maybe having a place to stay overnight with accommodations, and you can certainly help them in the right direction with that, what's the best way to get you guys?
Man, they can look us up on Facebook, Bent Rod's Guide Service, or they can go to our website, www.bentrodsguideservice.com, or they can welcome to call me directly at 318-308-5818, and we can get them set up with a crappie trip, a bass trip. Like you said, we have accommodations, have a house they can stay in, and so we're, you know, full service guide service. We'll take care of anything they need.
All right, that's Bent Rods Guide Service, Captain Josh Sykes. Give him a call, and thanks, Josh, for being our connection to the Bend up there. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go get him. There he goes, Josh Sykes of Bent Rods Guide Service. All right, coming back next, we're going to talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter, find out now that the winds are finally dying down, what's Grand Isle? What's it got waiting for you down there on the beaches? We'll be back to talk to Darrell right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And I want to take a minute to say good morning to Riley. Riley just texted me. She says, I am 8 years old. I'm drinking coffee with the Papa Worm listening to you. We're going to a car show. We camped in the backyard last night, and it was cold. I bet it was. Hope you had a nice big sleeping bag to crawl up in. Boy, it sounds like you're having a great weekend, Riley, and thanks for being a listener to the program. All right, let's talk to Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com down in Grand Island. Darrell, I guess you're ready to trade that windburn in for a sunburn, huh?
Oh, yeah. In fact, got a good start on it yesterday, Don. Man, it's been a crazy week. I mean, you know, last week we had a couple of days where it was calm enough, and the water went to 72 degrees, and the shrimp started coming in. We were able to get a decent supply of shrimp. Then that big blow come, and immediately the water, I mean, within hours, that water dropped to 60 degrees and just put everything into shock and muddied everything up. Yesterday, toward the end of that incoming tide, you started seeing just veins of clean water trying to come in on that incoming tide. And it was, you know, just mixing all up. And it really, it makes it to where you really got to go fishing right now. I mean, you got to hit a lot of spots. You got to throw a lot of casts. And, you know, we're just waiting for it to calm down and get consistent because, man, everything's looking nice. I mean, once it warms up and we get some consistency to it, that the shrimp are going to become more reliable, and once the shrimp come in, then the fish are going to get crazy. Because right now you're just hunting and pecking. In fact, got some reports yesterday from up north, you know, up toward the feed area. We've been just staying away from that area because Davis Pond's been running wide open. So if you get 5 miles off the coast, you're running into muddy river water everywhere. And yesterday they said on these real low morning tides we're having, the boats are up there telling me they round the corner into a mud flat and just hundreds and thousands of redfish everywhere. But, you know, everything's got them all spooky. They said you throw a cork anywhere near them, they scatter and come up 100 yards further down the bank. Just really, really tough fishing conditions right now. But, you know, we put together a trip every day. I mean, yesterday we had some bull reds. We had some sheephead. We got a couple of trout in the box. You know, just putting together a day with what the good Lord gives us under these conditions.
You know, Darrell, I believe in making lemonade out of lemons, and that water pouring through Davis Pond out there. You know, I got to think, you know, if you compare what goes on at the mouth of the Mississippi River, I mean, that is just incredible, the amount of big redfish and other species that are on that line between the salt and the fresh water, feeding on all those crawfish and river shrimp and all that stuff that gets pushed out. How far out would you have to go to where you find it? Or is it just all mixed? Or is there pretty much a line of delineation where it's salt and then all of a sudden you get into fresh and muddy water?
Well, you know, Don, if it happens a little bit later in the year with some more stable weather conditions, you might would find a line, something like that. But when we had that front come through here and look, 2:30 in the morning, it woke me up with 40 plus mile an hour winds. And you do that, especially on a low tide where you've got, you know, muddy bottoms everywhere. And now you've got 3-4 foot waves stirring it up. It mixes it all together, and you don't have that declination line, and it's just all mixed up like crazy. And then again, that's, you know, it's something that we kind of have to maybe entertain and start adjusting to. But, you know, it's just like yesterday, the reports these guys, you know, that we got yesterday, there was something about those conditions that made those fish extra spooky. If you didn't have what they were eating, they didn't want any part of it and couldn't quite tell if it was those river shrimp, those little bitty shrimp, or if it was, little, you know, the hatch of the pogies or the little glass minnows. But if you didn't have it or if it hit the water too hard, they just left. And I don't know what makes them that spooky when something like that happens.
I've seen that myself. Other times, you know, redfish will come up right by the side of the boat, and other times you got to be stealthy when you're stalking them, and otherwise they submerge. They're gone, and they pop up way away from you. Who knows? We'll have to catch a fish and interrogate him, I guess. Daryl, if somebody wants to get some info on the Grand Isle area for the upcoming spring season, I got you on my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give him your site and your telephone number.
Well, they can find most of our information at realscreamers.com, or they can just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
Daryl, anybody catch the first hardhead yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We caught some of them a few weeks ago working those deep holes for those white trout and those speckled and a few specks. Trust me, the hardheads went into the deep holes, too.
Yep, Grand Isle's early on everything, including those guys, too, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one, Daryl. Work on that sunburn some more, my friend.
Oh, trust me. Well, if it gets warm enough, otherwise the sweatshirt stays on.
I got you. There goes Captain Daryl Carpenter, the voice of Grand Isle Fishing. All right, when we come back after this, I'm going to tell you, you know, this audience, hunting and fishing people, are just some of the kindest, most generous people you're ever going to meet. And I've got some prime examples of that, and I'm going to share them with you when we come back right after the top of the hour break. That'll be followed by fishing reports from Captain Mike Gallo, Paddler's Report with Eric Mohabarak. We'll check in with the Plastic Man, DTR, down the river. And also, if you're looking for a hunting dog and a family companion, there's a rescue effort going in for a pointer named Jesse. We'll be back to talk about all that stuff for the next hour right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.